Co Turner Teleconference is Nebraska's Bo Pelini. The Cornhuskers are 1-0 overall and host Fresno State on Saturday, a 6 p.m. game to appear on the Big Ten Network. And in conference news, kicker Brett Maher was named the Big Ten Special Teams Co Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You have a quick opening statement. I'll take a few questions.
Yeah, we're just looking to happy. Obviously, we're 1-0. We're looking to need to get better. We thought we obviously showed a lot of areas in the game where we can get a lot better, and that's what we have to do at this time of year: is concentrate on us and keep getting better as a football team.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Dick Janda with KLMS Radio.
Well, how would you assess your team and the offense after the first game?
I think overall in all three phases of the game, we got a ways to go. We have... there are some positives, but there's a lot of things that that showed indications that we're not nearly where we need to be as a football team, technique-wise, assignment-wise, in a lot of different ways. But early in the year, that's to be expected. But we got to keep getting better in a hurry, because we're going to get tested a lot more this week than we were a week ago.
How much tougher will the competition be this week with Fresno State?
I anticipate it being a lot tougher. They've given a lot of people problems over the years, and they're a well-coached football team, plays very aggressive style, and I think it'll be a good test for us here early in the year.
What's the message to your team this week?
Get better. Get better. Keep working and each day, and need to be a lot better football team come this weekend than we were a week ago.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Don Doxy with Quad City Times.
Yeah, Coach, in this day and age, most coaches don't like to use the same guy as their punter and place kicker. You obviously had great success with Alex Henry and now with Brett Maher. Can you just talk about why you seem to like to do it this way, you have the same guy do both things?
Well, I think it depends on the year and who's winning the job. We're real fortunate right now. I believe we have a young kicker in Mauro Bondi who is very capable also. And, so we're not afraid to use him. He actually got out there and kicked off some for us the other day. So we're actually in a pretty good situation right now. We have a lot of options. And I just think you have to be careful as the year goes on that you don't wear them out.
Was that ever a concern with Alex Henry? I mean, did you ever get the feeling that you were wearing him out at all?
No, never. I think we understand how to manage that and how to make sure they don't do too much kicking in practice. And you got to communicate with them to make sure we know how they're feeling. They don't get tired.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, just one question today. When fans see football, a lot of people, they take a look at the way an offense sets up, and they're aware of the importance of that. Can you touch on how important it is to get your defense lined up and set up correctly and some of the responsibilities of who that might fall on the field if there's any adjustments that need to be made before the snap?
Oh yeah, there's a ton of adjustments that have to be made, especially the way we play, and especially now in this day and age with a lot of the hurry-up offenses. And I think it's real important that you get lined up. The first thing you have to do to be able to play is identify formations, and that's always a challenge, and it's something for us a lot of times it falls upon our safeties and Mike linebacker and. But every defense is a little bit different, I'm sure, as far as how they go about that. But that's an important aspect of the game.
Are there any downfalls of not getting set up properly when we see a big play in a game? Could that be an indication that somebody didn't adjust or wasn't lined up properly to begin with defensively?
I think that happens a lot. Yeah, absolutely. If you're not getting lined up on time, then... You're behind the eight ball. You're sometimes not haven't had a chance to identify the keys and really use the tips that the coaches have given you, and you can really quickly find yourself out of position. And like you said, that is how big plays happen.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Cameron Meredith had a couple sacks and interceptions. Talk about his performance and the defensive line play as a whole last week.
I thought Cameron played really well, and I thought the D-line played really well. It's I thought they played to a pretty high level, and I thought they did a pretty good job of controlling that game up front from a defensive standpoint. And I was real happy with how our D-line played. I mean, and not just the top-line guys. I thought right down the we played a lot of guys, and I thought they all played pretty well and played really physical. I was really happy with how they played.
Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Dick Janda with KLMS Radio.
Having run some option plays against Tennessee Chattanooga, how difficult is it to incorporate option plays on offense?
Well, it's like anything else, whether it's an option play or any other play, you have to execute. And, you got to get repetition at it. You're going to, it's about, executing what you're trying to get done. And I don't think it's really any different than executing any other play in the game. It's about doing what you've been coached to do and playing with technique and fundamentals, and that's how execution occurs.
Seems like there's more precision required sometimes, though. Is that an issue?
Yeah, I think, but let's face it, precision's needed in anything you do, and if you want to do it right. And I thought there were times last week we weren't as precise as we wanted to be, and that really goes across the board, and it goes well beyond just the option phase of the game. That's what we need to work on. We need to become more precise and more efficient in what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay, time for one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Bo, just remaining on Tim Beck's comments after practice yesterday, he talked about the mental mistakes and the lack of execution on offense. Did any of that surprise you, or is that to be expected with the new system?
I don't think it has anything to do with the new system. I think we had some, obviously you got some young guys in some spots. You have some guys that, some older guys who didn't play as precise as we'd like them to play. And but it's early in the year, and that's, it gave us a good benchmark of where we are and what we have to do to get better. And, the sense of urgency's got to pick up, and we got to keep working to get better. I know this. I've never been around a football team that was, that was the finished product after week one. So that part was to be expected, but that doesn't mean that but it also means that, if your players look at it and your coaches look at it with the right perspective, you use that to get better and really shore up the areas that they need to be shored up. And that's the case with us right now, really in all three phases of the game.
Thanks.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.